How many drinks was that again? I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Well-Being Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. It may be the same old song, watch your weight, exercise, and don't overindulge at the bar. But there is an atrial fibrillation connection. Dr. James Freeman directs the Cardiac Electrophysiology Laboratories at Yale Medicine.
People that are overweight are at a markedly increased risk of atrial fibrillation. If they lose weight and exercise, that can reduce that risk pretty substantially. We also know that alcohol is a big trigger for atrial fibrillation, and the reduction in alcohol use, again, can be associated with decreases in the risk of atrial fibrillation. The other big one is obstructive sleep apnea.
AFib can cause shortness of breath, palpitations, and lightheadedness, and it does increase the risk of stroke, sometimes by as much as fivefold. The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.